There have been 43 decisions so far. So far, out of the 43 cases that have been decided, 56% of those have been unanimous. Usually, I would say the average each term is around 30% maybe that are unanimous. 56 is high, but there are a couple reasons for that. One reason is the harder cases to decide get decided later in the term, so the easier ones have been decided, which means the rate of unanimity is high right now because we still have a bunch of undecided cases. Another reason, though, is the first two-thirds of the term we had an eight-member court, and the court was a lot of the petitions the court was granting, they didn't know if or when they were going to get a ninth member. So a lot of the cases that got granted this year were easier cases. So the unanimity rate will probably be higher than it usually is this year because the court was avoiding really thorny cases because they didn't know if they were going to end up with an even number of justices, and they wanted to avoid the risk of 4-4 ties. So far, of the cases decided, there have only been, I think it's six cases that have been decided 5-3. There haven't been any 5-4 decisions yet. Justice Gorsuch has not. I think we've got one maybe merits decision where Justice Gorsuch actually participated. So we will probably have some 5-4 decisions. But to this point, the divided decisions are 5-3 because they still involve the eight-member court. There's only been six of those. That puts it at about 14% of the number of cases that have been divided on a split vote like that. Each term, year after year, it's usually somewhere in the 20 to 25% of the cases that are decided 5-4. So 14% is low, but again, the obvious reason for that is the cases that are going to split like that haven't been decided yet because they take longer to decide and they come out at the end of the term.